Chofresh Yud Zayin, Seif Dalet, and we'll try to get up to Tofresh. We'd like to do Tofresh Yud Ches as well. I hope we manage that. But right, we're learning the halachas of Ubra Umeini Kovelet Bima Kippurim, a pregnant lady we discussed yesterday, and the halacha is that really the Shulchan Aruch says that she should fast. However, there's sometimes occasions she can't fast. We spoke about menekes, if she's nursing. We said that she doesn't have to, if she won't be able to nurse, then she can actually, if she really can't do it, then she'll be able to drink as much as necessary. But again, this obviously Rav has to be consulted in that. Yoledes, if she just gave birth, within three days after giving birth, loitis aneklal, 3 days after giving birth, she's not fasting. By the way, the Mishnah Berurah says that not actually when she gave birth, when she... it's also a filum yolda adain. It says the Mishnah Berurah if cotton test, rak ochsu lechev leledo. If she's got very strong birth pain. If she feels that, that's when the shas leledo is starting from there. Not actual birth, but a little bit before that is considered a birth rate as far as that is concerned. 3 days after that, she's not fasting. Mishloisha shiva, from 3 days until 7 days, im omro trichon, if she says, I need to eat, I need to drink, ma'achilin oiso, she's allowed to eat and drink. Mikan ve'elech, after 7 days after the birth, ha'gichol odom, she's like anybody. 7 days after birth, she's got the same halachas than anybody else. 7 days after birth. V'yomim elu, in those days, ein monin oiso ma'esles, you don't count 24 hours from it actually happened. You don't count 24 hours times 7. You don't do that. Kegoin, such as im yolda b'shvi, b'shiva b'tishi, if she gave birth on the 7th of Tishri, b'erev in the evening, ein ma'achin lo yisubim ha'kippurim. You will not, you count the entire day. You don't go exactly, what's the right word? Exactly 24 hours, but you count the whole day as a whole day. There must be an English, a nice English way of saying it. You don't count the 24 hours from the birth, but you include the whole day to count the 3 days. Yeah, that's the concept, correct. It will be, yeah. So if she gave birth on the seventh in the evening, unless she says she needs it, then it will be okay, because from 3 to 7 she can, if she says, I need to. It's not complete 24-hour slots. Since we're entering the fourth day after birth, it's included, and she will not fast. She will not eat unless she says tzrichani. By the way, what about miscarriage Rachman and Itzlan? Miscarriage Rachman and Itzlan, the halacha says that it's the same halachas. Miscarriage is considered as a birth, as far as that is concerned. Simen Tofresh Yud Ches, din choyle b'yom ha-kippurim. The halachas of a choyle b'yom kippur, Simen Tofresh Yud Ches. Choyle she-tzorich le-choyle. Okay, if talking about, we've discussed various other Shailas. Now we're talking a choyle. Who is exactly? What is a choyle exactly? Choyle b'yom ha-kippurim, an ill person. Choyle she-tzorich le-choyle. Choyle who needs to eat. Im yesh shom roife boki. If there's an expert doctor, I wonder what you think, how you define an expert doctor. Afilu oivik kachom, even if it's a goy. Shoyme, he says, im lo yachilu oisoy, if this individual is not eating, efsha shechabed olav acholi, could be that the illness will get heavy on him, ve'istak and he'll be endangered. Ma'achilin oisoy al piv. You're allowed to trust the doctor, even if it's a goyish doctor. If it's an expert doctor, he says, that fellow needs to eat, he eats. Ve'en tzorich loim Hashem ha'yomus. He doesn't need to say, he's going to die. The doctor doesn't need to say if he doesn't eat, he'll die. But if it says he's going to get dangerous, he needs to eat, that's good enough. Even if the choyle says, I don't need, the doctor is exaggerating, I don't need, shomim l'roife, you will listen to the roife, to the doctor. Ve'im, the vice versa scenario, im ha'choyle oima tzorich ani, if the choyle says, I need, afilu me'a roifim oima eno tzorich, even if you go 100 doctors who say you don't need, shem l'choyle, you'll listen to the choyle. Let me just go quickly through those two halachas again. You've got a choyle, he's definitely a choyle. He says, in the first case, he says, I don't need, I'm feeling alright. But he's got a doctor, one doctor, an expert doctor, that says he needs to eat. The halacha is, he must eat. Even if he himself says, I don't need. I don't need to eat. I don't know. I'll be okay. I can fast. The halacha is he must eat. Why is that so? What do you think? What's pshat in it? He says, I don't eat. Doctor knows better. Over here we are saying, the doctor knows better, and for the following reason. The halacha is that the what's that? You want to say something? Mishneh Berurah says, in Sifkot and Gimel, Shemun Aroif, the Shemu Nivas, V'einu Makish B'chol Yimach Marayv Chulsho. Maybe he just, the illness took over so much that he's not aware exactly what's going on. He may not be, not thinking straight. He's not fully aware. And Mishneh Berurah adds, Afilo Achoyle Be'atzim Roif Mumcha. Even if the Choyle himself is a doctor, it doesn't matter. If one doctor, an expert doctor, says he needs to eat, he's going to eat against his will. Now, how are we going to define an expert doctor? What is a doctor? Certificates? Because he says Roif Mumcha, he needs to be an expert. It's very interesting. It's not so clear, actually, how you define him. I define expert doctors. I heard once that Rabbi Yashiv said that, I heard it, I didn't see it in writing, but I heard Rabbi Yashiv said that a doctor, a Roif Mumcha, is a doctor that is recognized amongst doctors. That a doctor says, oh, his opinion is, he knows what he's talking about. He's like recognized as he knows what he's talking about. That's considered Roif Mumcha. As opposed to when I went once to a doctor about something, and then I said an opinion of a doctor, and it says, is this a doctor who said that, or somebody who thinks that he's a doctor? So it has to be something that, a recognized opinion. Somebody that even doctors are recognizing and saying, oh, he knows what he's talking about. Right.
Wouldn't be considered a
roife doki, or? That it depends on which area. He's going to be considered a roife. You'll see, depends on the later seifim. It depends on the area. We'll see. We'll see. Now, there is a bit of a question over here. Because what is the roife saying? The roife needs to say he needs to eat. Does he need to say the word, if he doesn't eat, he'll die? Does he need to say this? That it's sakonas nefoshes? He doesn't eat. Mishneh Berurah is mentioning this in Sifkot and Beis. Who aren't in him? Afilu eino oima behedesh is stake. Not only does he need to say he'll die, but even if he doesn't say the word danger, there's danger if he doesn't eat. He doesn't need to say that. What does he need to say? If he says the illness is going to get more severe, that itself is enough. Once he said the illness, it's not good for the illness. He says those words, He should eat. I'm always concerned about sakona. Now, over here, there's a very interesting bialocha that discusses the following question, and that's really an important point. What is it going to lead if the doctor says he's in danger, or he needs to eat, or it's not good for him to fast? What will that lead? That will lead that we are, according to that, will make him eat on Yom Kippur. Now, is the doctor aware of what it involves? I mean, let's be honest, a goyish doctor, what does he care if you eat on Yom Kippur? What does he care? So if you're going to ask him, do I need to eat on Yom Kippur? Now, what does he care? Now, I understand that somebody's shomer Torah mitzvos and he's an expert doctor, I understand that he's going to say, you need to eat. I understand that makes sense, that he can balance it. He sees the chshiv, once he understands the importance and the severity of eating, and the crucial avera, the terrible sin of eating on Yom Kippur, I can understand that if he says you need to eat, okay, I can hear that, I need to eat. But what if he's a goy? What am I going to do about the words of a goy?
Surely the doctor, whether he's a goy or not, will just go according to the condition. Even the Jewish doctor won't take into account.
But he will always tell you to eat. Because he doesn't see why not.
Yeah, but the Jewish doctor should act the same.
Uh-huh.
Shouldn't take
your
into account. If the patient is ill, he's ill and he can eat.
Right. So that's what he's saying. But why should he not eat? What speaks against eating? It's always good to eat. It's always good to eat. But we want to know, is it dangerous not to eat? Yeah? Yeah.
I think a goy doctor his opinion going to be more pure. Because he has no background of the Jewish life.
Uh-huh.
So he's saying you have to eat.
Right. You have to eat. So you have
to eat. The food don't go. So you know what? You know, I know what is involved. Maybe you can
Right. Right. He's going to be more, he's going to have a certain bias. He's a bit biased. He's not. So the emphasis is, this shayla is a very important shayla. Because what about if the doctor is not fum? Same shayla. The doctor is not fum. He eats himself on Yom Kippur. So why, who is he entitled to tell me, you mustn't fast? He's eating himself on Yom Kippur. So he obviously doesn't understand the severity of Yom Kippur. He doesn't understand the shayla at all. I want to know, do I need to eat on Yom Kippur? The question is, do I need to eat? Do I need to eat on Yom Kippur? If he's eating himself on Yom Kippur, I'm not interested in it. Why am I interested in his opinion at all? Is he entitled to give an opinion? Yeah.
The opinion just seems to be, he's just giving a blanket statement. If you don't eat, the illness will get worse. It seems to be that the Shulchan Aruch is saying, if we understand the illness is going to get worse, then he's not obligated to fast.
Right.
So it's just kind of listening to the opinion of doctors saying that. It's not asking weighing up this, weighing up that. Is it going to get worse, yes or no?
Right.
If the answer is yes, then presuming it doesn't really matter.
Right. Right. Very good. Very interesting. So you're saying that ultimately we want to know the medical status as to whether is it feasible or not. There's a very interesting bialoch over here, and although the Shulchan Aruch says Na'ovet Kechavim is fully believed, and the bialoch goes over here, he mainly discusses over here what about a non-fum doctor, and he does say the word Tzurich Iyun Rav Im Yeshlis Mechaleim. He's very doubtful, he's very, very unsure if you can rely on non-fum doctor. But Lemaisa is Matir, but it seems to be more Bediyevet. In other words, it comes out from the Bialoch, it comes that ideally you should try to seek the opinion of a fum doctor. Ideally. If you can't, you can still be relying on a Goyish or non-fum doctor. You can. But ideally you should try to get your opinion and the advice of a fum doctor. If it's not possible, fine. But ideally you should try. According to Bialoch, it sounds like it's better to have a fum doctor. Makes sense, I suppose. Okay, continues the, right, and then the second halacha is that if the chole said, the second halacha in Sif Aleph was, if the chole himself says, I need to eat, if I don't eat, I don't know what's going to happen with me, and you've got 100 doctors, says Shulchan Aruch, who said, you know, that he's fine, he's perfectly okay, the halacha is you're allowed to feed him. Why is that? Very interesting, no? He says, the patient says, I need to eat, I'm going to get in danger if I don't eat. If 100 doctors say he's talking rubbish, he's still allowed to eat. Pardon? You have to listen to your body. Yeah? I think that's true. The Gemara says in a Loshon of Lev Yoidea Moras Nafshoi. A person, ultimately, you can't. Only a person really knows how he's feeling. I mean, there could be a case that a person feels really, really rotten, but a doctor won't be able to identify that.
He won't tell the doctor that's how you feel.
But even if the doctor doesn't believe him, he can still eat because Lev Yoidei Amoras Nafshoi. Interesting concept. Safe base. Roif Echot Oimetzorich. If the doctor says, if one doctor, that's going back to your question about the expertise of a doctor. Roif Echot Oimetzorich. You've got a doctor who says he needs to eat. Roif Echot Oimetzorich. And you've got a doctor who says he does need to eat. One doctor says he needs to eat. One other doctor says he doesn't need to eat. Machin knows you feed him. Vuadin leshnaim neged shnaim, even if it's two against two. Afilu ktsoson yose bekin miktsoson ken nirali. Even if you've got two doctors say he needs to eat, two doctors say he doesn't need to eat, you've got a suffix over here, you feed him. Even if two of them are slightly more experts. So going back to your question, as far as that is concerned, a general GP will be okay as far as that is concerned. But you're going to see it later, there's one difference. But yes. Siv Gimel, bottom line. Ima choyle v'roif echot oimoi. Oimum she'enot tzorich. You've got one doctor and the choyle who say he doesn't need to eat. V'roif echot oim tzorich. And one other doctor says he needs to eat. Oi, alternatively, she'choyle ein oim klum. The choyle doesn't say anything. V'roif echot, and one doctor says tzorich, he needs to eat. And two doctors say, ena tzorich, he doesn't eat. Ein ma'achin lo, so you won't feed him. Okay, that's another case. Siv dalet. Im shnaim oimim tzorich. That's a very interesting halacha over here. I want to know what you think about this. Im shnaim oimim tzorich. Two doctors say he needs to eat. Afilo mea oimim ena tzorich. You've got two doctors who say he needs to eat. You've got 100 doctors who say he's fine, he doesn't need to eat. 100. And you've got the choyle himself says, I don't need to eat. You do feed him. Why? Because if you've got two doctors say he needs to eat. Two doctors say he needs to eat. The whole world says he doesn't need to eat. Even the choyle himself says, I'm fine. You feed him. Because two doctors have said it. Very similar to that. Very similar to that. Yes, there's no, once you've got two, you've got what established opinion, it makes no difference between two and a hundred. Yeah. V'u'antinim ha'choyle v'roifechot oimrim imoy tzorich. If you've got two, if you've got a choyle and one doctor, they say they need. Afot b'shem me'o roifim oimu eino tzorich ma'achim noisoy. Choyle says, I need to eat. Doctor says he needs to eat. But a hundred doctors say he doesn't need to eat. You feed him. You feed him, and you're not concerned about that he got it confused. You feed him. He's allowed to eat. Okay, so if hey, that's an interesting one. The choyle says I don't need to eat, and the doctor is not sure. Have you ever seen a doctor who's not sure? Yeah, the doctor's not sure. It speaks for him. If he's unsure, that you can trust him next time. The doctor is unsure. Don't know. So you feed him. Feed him. Because even the doubt of a doctor, the doctor is not sure. Adam, not sure. You still go for it. You eat.
But if the doctor says he doesn't eat, and the choyle himself says, I'm not sure. Maybe I should eat. Maybe I shouldn't eat. You don't feed him. If the doctor says, I don't know this illness at all, is considered like any random person, we don't care about his opinion. Don't care. If he says, I've never seen this illness, never seen that, then you don't care about his opinion. Doctor is like anybody else. His opinion is not counted at all. Miu, however, if he's very weakened, if the person looks very, very weak, and he looks dangerously weak, if he doesn't eat, you feed him. Yeah. If somebody looks really, really unwell, that's an interesting point of here. What comes out from the Ramove, if you see a person that looks extremely, extremely weak and extremely unwell, you don't need to seek the opinion of a Rav, of a doctor. If you see somebody really looks, we all see when somebody's really weak and you see that, oh, she's not doing well. Do you know what I mean? It's like, it's not just making a fuss. It's not just that migraine or that headache. It's like really severe. You can take it on your shoulders that to feed him. But that's only if it's really, really recognizable that is that.
And that's even if the sick person himself thinks he doesn't need.
Yeah. 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 Because we're all experts as far as that is concerned. Now, save design. When we feed Muberes, a pregnant lady, we feed an ill person. We feed him a little by little. In order that he shouldn't get to a whole shear, to a whole measure. Therefore, we feed him, which is a small measure. And you wait after what we call Kedachilas Pras. You wait a bit. And with regards to drinking, we check with how much is considered a full share, full measure for the choyle. We check how much can fit in his mouth, in his cheek. How much is the melolugma of this individual? And that's how much you feed him, a bit less than that. And then you wait 5 or 9 minutes after until you feed him again. So this sif is teaching us that when you feed a choyle, make sure to feed him little by little. Don't just straight away give him a whole melon. Tell him to wash and take a chicken soup and take the whole, slowly, slowly. First, maybe it might be enough. This reminds me, I'm just now remembering when my wife, I think when she was pregnant with the twins, I'm not sure. It was Yom Kippur. And then we weren't sure about the halacha of fasting or not fasting. Don't remember exactly the details, but the point was, they asked Rabbi Brandstorfer. Rabbi Brandstorfer was one of the foremost poskim in Yerushalayim. He's nifta by now. So I gave him a call. And did I share it with you once? As I called again, I asked him, I'm not sure, I should fast, not fast. I gave him the details. And he told me, I have a scholar that shall make it. He obviously felt that there's room for stringency. I don't remember the details of the shayla. And he said, I have a scholar that you should be able to make it. I said, what's a scholar? He said, I'll tell you what. Take little kiddush bechas with water and put them in the fridge. Shiurim. Take a few of those. The amount that she'll be able to drink if she needs to break a fast. A shear. Pachas mochas make a shear. A little bit of a shear. If you put that in the fridge, the skula is that she'll make it through the fast. If she knows, she can have it. If needed, that's the biggest skula that she'll make it through the fast.
And kachava, kachava. It's very, you know, if you have shurim prepared, prepare the shurim in advance. You know, you can always access it if needed. And so that's the halach of shurim. Yeah. Now, there is an interesting shayla over here that the Bialocha discusses. If a person is really severely, really, you see that he needs to break his fast. It's really bad. And he's eating a bit and a bit more, and you see that he needs a whole shear. He needs to eat more than a shear. More than a date, more than a Miloy Lugumov. He needs to eat proper. But after he's eaten a bit and he's settled down. Now, the question I'm asking you is the following. He's settled down now. Is there any point for him now to carry on fasting, or to have just as much needed until the end of the fast, or once he's broken the fast totally, leave him alone? Eat as much as you want. Shall I repeat the question? What's the halacha with regards to a person who had to break his fast because he was really not well? And rightfully so, he was fed more than a shear. Okay, he needed a whole bowl of soup. He needed it. Now he's settling down, he's fine. The question I'm asking you now, this was all happened at 8, 9 o'clock in the morning. Until the rest of the town is until Matzah Yom Kippur. Does he need to be careful in what he's eating? Or, no, he's broken the fast anyway. He was right in breaking the fast. He was a choy l'sheish, but he was allowed to break it. Now he can eat as much as necessary. Or maybe not, maybe no. Now he's fine. Give him only shurim now if he needs to eat again. What do you think about that? Careful. 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 Now the bi'aloch over here, I think it's a big chiddush, a famous bi'aloch. It's very widely quoted in the Achronim. He says in the Omdu, he brings up Chuvas Ben Nitzien, and he says the kol achile ve'achile, achem hotel lo lechol pam achas yosim mekashir. Every additional eating after having done the shear, mikol mokem al achile hashnia, if he eats more than necessary, if he's eating more than necessary, chayev kores, he says. He's chayev kores. If he's eating more, exactly as you said, if he's eating more than he needs to make it, he's chayev kores. It's the Mamas Chayim Amdu. He says that you need to feed him only as much as necessary, which is an unbelievable responsibility. Imagine that. Somebody's a choyle, just give him as much as he needs. What do you think about that? It's difficult, very difficult. Well, how much? If you give him more than what he needs, you're over on colors. I think it's really scary. I heard that the minig is not to paskin like this bi'alocha, but that's definitely what the bi'alocha paskins. I heard a few times, the minig is not to be, I'm not sure, but that's definitely what the bi'alocha says. Okay, I know we're running, can I just do the three seifim quickly? Whoever wants to go, but I only recorded from Tov Reshu Tess onwards. Okay, I'll try to be very quick. Vayashku pochas moishe shir, try to give as little as possible. Vishu ben shtir le shtir, kida achilas abo beitzim, the shir should be distanced as much as possible and give a little bit of a shir. Vilefochas vishu ben shtir le shtir, kida shir shtir as revis. Vim amdu she'en ashurim adon ma'aspikim loy, if that doesn't suffice, oish achol oimer, or if the chole says, they're not sure. If he needs more, you can give him more. But Shulchan Aruch says, give him as much as, try to do first as little as possible. Sif test. Mishachs bulmus. If somebody's got a bulmus, what is a bulmus? And he's starving, hungry, and he's like basically fainting. And the simon is, his eyes get all dark, and he can't see a thing. You feed him until the eyes are functional again, until he sees again. The Gemara says that the eyes are connected to the heart. I don't know if that medical is anybody's got. Yeah, is that medical science nowadays? Yeah. The eyes are connected to the heart, so therefore he says that if a person doesn't see, then it's very dangerous. It's a sakana. If it doesn't suddenly goes black and he doesn't see, a person should drink on Yom Kippur. Yeah, but it's more than that because it's a sakana. I think a migraine is not really a sakana.
Sounds like a migraine. His eyes go dark, and you can't really see.
I don't know
if anyone's ever had that. I wonder if it's a bit like that.
I have migraine.
Doesn't affect your eyes. Okay.
Doesn't sound.
What happens if you've got no hetedika food there? There's no kosher food available. You can give him tay for food. He needs to eat. He's in sakon. He's in danger. If there's no kosher food available, give him tay for food. If there's two isurim, one is more severe than the other, always first give him the permissible food before you give him the teif food. Always first, the akal, that's the concept of akal akal. Always give him the more light issa before the more severe issa. And that's the famous shayla we have. Im tzurich levosov, v'yesh kam bosa, behem shetzrichim leshochto, bosa nevel muchenes, ein shom ein leelzim shin chofres. This is a famous halach in shin chofres. What happens if there is kosher meat available, but it's not shechted yet? It's a chicken. You need to shecht the chicken, but it's not available yet. Or this treif meat. What are you meant to do? You can either give him horse meat from Tesco, or you can shecht the chicken. What are you meant to do? You're not allowed to shecht on Shabbos. What are you meant to do in Yom Kippur? You're not allowed to shecht. Are you meant to go and shecht the chicken? If you can, that is. Can you better shecht the chicken or give him Tesco meat? What's better? Interesting shayla. Discuss in Shimon Shinchov Ches. And see if you'd... Choyle she'ochal b'yom ha'kippurim, if a choyle ate in Yom Kippur, and Yisya Shevdayot is calm down, b'inim she'ochal levorech, now he can bench it, he can make a broch, ha'tzorich lehaski shalim ha'kippurim, b'b'yakas namozun, she'yale v'yovoy, with Yom Kippur in it, she'oy me'yale v'yovoy b'yom Yerushalayim, she'yale v'yovoy, when he benches, if he's well enough to do so. Yeah, I'm going to stop. Simon Tovrej, your test is already recorded, yeah.